25th, page 43, about this additional principle of study, Romans. And then after our prayer, we'll begin with the study of John. The additional principle which I mentioned for the study of Romans is to stress the special value of the American Standard Version. And I mentioned there's several advantages of the ASV over the King James in the study of Romans. I mentioned three of those. Let me give you two more. The fourth advantage is its individual translation. Now I want to give you two verses from Romans illustrating the two sides of this idea. But sometimes the King James translation makes the translation stronger than the original word, and sometimes it makes the translation weaker than the original word. Take chapter 6, verse 23. Chapter 6, verse 23 reads like this in the King James. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The ASV just adds the word free. The free gift of God is eternal life. And you see why it adds the word free? To emphasize the fact that the Greek word there for gift is an unusually strong word. And therefore, it isn't just the gift of God, it's the free gift of God. When you say gift is free, yeah, but the word free is used here to emphasize the strength of the Greek word. And this is true often of the King James, that often its translation is weaker than the original word. Sometimes its translation is stronger than the original word. And a good illustration of that is Romans 13:23. Here's Romans 13:23 in the King James Version. He that doubteth is damned if he eat. D-A-M-N-E-D. You see how we ordinarily use the word damn. We use it in connection with eternal hell. And that isn't what the word means there. Listen to the ASV. He that doubteth is condemned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith, and whatsoever is not of faith is sin. In Romans 13:23, the King James translation is stronger than the original word. It ought to be condemned rather than damned. One more illustration of these individual translations is Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's the King James. Have you noticed the difference there in the ASV? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. It's by the word concerning Christ. They ask you something. How often do you think of this book as the Word of God? How often do you think of this book as the Word of Christ? You know, I love to think of it as the Word of God. It is. But oh, I love to think of it also as the Word of Christ. Because in the revelation of himself to mankind, God has made Jesus Christ central in the Godhead. And the literal Greek there, of course, in Romans 10:17, is the word of Christ. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. And then the fifth advantage of the ASV in the study of Romans is its marginal note. Are you students in the habit of taking full advantage of these marginal notes? They're very valuable. And are all of you familiar with this fact that when you find H-E-B and a period in the margin, that means, of course, the original Hebrew in the Old Testament. When you find G-R and a period, that means the original Greek in the New Testament. Then, when you find OR and a comma, that doesn't just mean that this is another possible way to translate it. What that means is that a strong minority of the translators wanted to adopt this as the textual reading. In other words, they thought that was better. Now, one reason they often didn't adopt it is because their rule was they didn't want to make any more changes from the King James than they had to make, because they realized that many people were married to the King James Version of Scripture. So their rule was to hold on as much as they could to the translation. Therefore, frequently when you have or and a comma, what follows is a more literal translation than what appears in the text itself. And I hope you'll make full use of those marginal notes. My illustration of this in Romans is chapter 5, verse 1. Romans 5, 1 says, "Being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." I wonder if you've noticed the marginal reading here in the ASV. Some people have resented it because they thought that it interferes with the true doctrine of justification. Well, nothing interferes with the true doctrine if it's what the Bible actually says. And the best manuscript reading is in favor of this. "Being therefore justified by faith," here's the marginal reading, which is probably the correct Greek, "let us have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Somebody says, "Why, that just knocks in the head the idea that when you're justified, you have peace with God." He's not talking about the peace of God. He's talking about peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. No, that doesn't knock anything in the head for this reason. If you take this marginal reading, it's a warning against a wrongly complacent attitude towards justification. Justification is a blessed truth, but anybody can have a wrong attitude towards the blessed truth of God. And it would carry this idea: "Being therefore justified by faith, let us have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Let us enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us enjoy our justification. Is every Christian justified? Yes. Does every Christian enjoy his justification? No. Why, many Christians are completely ignorant about the basic idea of justification. You take even your school, I've had student after student tell me that he never really had any idea before of what justification really includes. Well, it's let us enjoy peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Could I say in passing, one value of the American Standard Version is that when this translation was made, the three best manuscripts of the Greek New Testament had been rather recently discovered. In other words, they were discovered between 1611 and 1870 when the revision was begun. And are you all familiar with these manuscripts? Sinaiticus, the abbreviation for that is Aleph, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Vaticanus, the abbreviation for that is B. And Alexandrinus, the abbreviation for that is A. Scholars abbreviate these so they can refer to them rather quickly. You see, when the King James Version was translated, these three best manuscripts had not yet been discovered. They were discovered in the meantime. And that's one of the things that makes this so valuable. I'm not taking time to give you all the advantages of the ASV, but I do want to advise you students for your close study of the Bible. Have a copy of the American Standard Version at hand. I certainly would use the King James when I deal with people in general. Now, Dr. Quilkin didn't. He used to use the ASV all the time. I don't try that. I use the King James with people in general. But for anything like close study, if somebody asked me to explain a certain passage of Scripture, I wouldn't dream of reading it just in the King James. and read it in the ASV, because I know that ordinarily it's much more accurate than the King James. Now, there are a few exceptions to that, and I'm going to call your attention to two or three of these later in John. There's one very, very bad marginal note in the ASV. I don't know whether any of you have come across it yet or not, but I certainly don't try to defend that. It's terrible. But I can't let that one or two weak points blur the idea that this is a very valuable translation of Scripture, and I hope you're taking full advantage of it. All right, page one now on the study.